This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, grief and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is such an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. In today's episode, we are talking about grief and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Now, when we go into the lands of Karbala on the 10th of Muharram, in the year 61 Hijri, of course, we find that on the 10th of Muharram, at least 72 of the companions and family members of Imam Hussein alayhi salam were martyred. They lost their lives. They were murdered and killed on the plains of Karbala. They attained the glorious state of martyrdom in the defense of Islam and in the defense of Islamic lifestyle and Islamic values. And so the loss of 72 individuals that are beloved to an individual is really, it causes grief. But we find that Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he did grieve. Unfortunately, there is a misguided trend to say that there was no grief in Imam Hussein alayhi salam at the martyrdom of these individuals. Now, there are different kinds of grief. We're not saying that Imam Hussein alayhi salam grieved due to the loss of some material ownership that he had. We're not saying that he grieved, you know, over some kind of a worldly grief, you know. So, for example, we lose some money in the stock market, well, we grieve, right? Or we got into an accident and our car got messed up, we grieve, right? No, this is not the kind of grief that we are talking about when it comes to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he had love for his companions. He had love for his family members. And all of these individuals, apart from being his companions and his family members, they were his responsibility. He was the Imam. And so as an Imam, he had an intense love for these individuals. And to lose such faithful and loyal companions on one hand does bring about grief.
Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
As-salamu alayk, ya Aba Abdullah.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. We're talking about grief and Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We said, yes, it is saddening and it does bring about grief to lose a loved one and to lose somebody who is near to one. One of the things, though, that we find here when it comes to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and this grief which he faced, which was a colossal grief, it was tremendous to lose followers who loved him so dearly much, to lose these individuals, to see them in pain, to see them suffering, to see their thirst, to see, you know, their wounds. Imam Hussein was a human being. And so these things were very difficult to bear. But what made this grief bearable? What did not allow this grief to turn into despair or hopelessness or anger or hatred for that matter? Well, it was this idea that these individuals were standing up for Islam. They were defending Islam. And in the defense of Islam, they incurred these difficulties and these hardships. And it was in the defense of Islam that they incurred this kind of suffering, if you will. But unlike worldly suffering, this suffering which comes about, or this hardship, or this difficulty that comes about due to standing up for what is right and what is true and what is just. This is not really suffering. It is, in fact, something to be proud of. It is something which drives and motivates an individual. It is this which will last on for forever, this difficulty that was faced in order to protect the religion of the Almighty Allah and to promote the religion of the Almighty Allah. It is this which helps an individual to overcome grief, meaning there's a greater purpose, there's an ultimate purpose, and that ultimate purpose is going to be accomplished via this means. Now, that is something that is a part of this natural world. It is something that cannot be avoided. And what better way to die than to sacrifice one's self for the sake of Islam in our Islamic lifestyle? Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z. Don't forget to visit our website at parsetoday.ir/EN Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. Won't be life tomorrow. You can save yourself tonight and go. A deep silence filled the air.